Hey, Song Surfers, welcome to Song Surfing. It's your friend, John. Song Surfing is a bi-weekly playlist of independent music pulled from the far reaches of the internet. I've been checking out music on Bandcamp, Spotify, Slap, SoundCloud, AudioMac, YouTube, Facebook, Audius, Instagram, and a few more, and I'm excited to share some excellent tunes with you this episode. Song Surfing is a part of the Live from the Lincoln Lodge podcast network. Head over to thelincolnlodge.com to explore the other shows on the network and to learn more about the venue that's home to the nation's longest-running independent comedy showcase. Song Surfers, this episode marks the one-year anniversary of the podcast, the first birthday. And what a year this has been. I started the podcast because I love hearing new music, discovering new artists, underground music, and music that's just beginning to find a larger audience. And I really enjoy sharing that music with people, with my friends, sharing it with you. This year, just under 200 songs were played on Song Surfing, whether they were songs that I selected, songs that were submitted via the website, tunes chosen by the guests, or picks by the show's correspondents, Bree and Zek. These songs were from a pretty wide variety of genres, including a bunch of different subgenres of rock, metal, jazz, hip-hop, folk, classical, and traditional music, you know, like regional music. I hope that you've enjoyed what you've heard along the way, and I really hope that maybe you've discovered some new favorites. Maybe you found your new favorite band on Song Surfing. That'd be pretty awesome. Thanks to all of you who've been listening along the way, following the journey of the show as I've played around with format, with release schedule, and continue to grow into my role as host. Thanks also to those who've reached out with feedback and been a part of the discussion on social media. That Song Surfing podcast on Facebook and Instagram, if you haven't followed yet, and you should go do that. That interaction has really been inspiring for me and helped me to feel more connected to the audience. Put a face to the download stats that I'm seeing. If you haven't reached out yet, don't be shy. You can jump in on one of the social media posts or send an email or DM. Maybe let me know about your favorite indie artist or a cool local band that you know of. Or tell me if you have any ideas for the show. I love to hear that stuff. I'd love to hear from you. Recently, there was a post announcing this anniversary show, and Soul B said, "Congratulations and keep it up. I'm so excited about every artist you present." Sean Salmon, O'Brisiana, and Nisha Gupta also offered congratulations. Thanks so much, all of you. I appreciate that. And before we get to the music in this episode, I want to mention some other folks who I appreciate. People who've helped me move the show forward through their support, their advice, or just their love. Thanks to my family, that's Laura, Olivia, and my mom, for being supportive fans, but also not being afraid to offer some really valuable constructive feedback. Thanks to Pete Johns from the Studio Live Today YouTube channel. Pete had a ton of helpful advice when I was first planning out the show in the months leading up to launch. Thanks to Lid Shaw, host and producer of the incredible, you have to check this out, friends, the incredible number one on iTunes podcast, Recording Studio Rockstars, and owner of Grammy awarded Toy Box Studio in East Nashville, Tennessee. Lid did some coaching with me on some of the nuts and bolts of the podcast production. He's got over 1 million downloads on Recording Studio Rockstars. And if you're a home recording type, which I think a number of you are, if you haven't listened to that show yet, you need to go check it out. Thanks to Derek Smith for being so generous with your time, helping me work out some of the audio aspects of the show early on. Thanks to Glenn Clark and John Silvers, both who introduced me to a number of the folks who I later featured on the show. Thanks to longtime friends Lee, Jason, Ryan, aka Clock, for providing some valuable feedback on the show's pacing and format, and generally just reassuring me and telling me that I don't totally suck as a host when I needed to hear that. Thanks to Song Surfing correspondents Brianna Bass, aka Bree, and Daniel Zek, aka Zek, for selecting some incredible bands and artists. I really enjoyed that element that they brought to the show. Thanks Sean Salmon, a phenomenal jazz guitarist and educator from Chicago, who's really done a lot to help spread the word about the podcast. And thanks to all the artists who've been played on the show in the past, all 200 of you. I hope that the feature helped you find maybe your biggest fan. Thanks to Patrick Moonbird and Josh Ween for letting me use their tunes as the intro and outro music for the podcast. Thanks to Christine and the Lincoln Lodge crew for helping to promote Song Surfing. And speaking of promotion, thanks to the folks at In the Key of Q, Pop of Passion, No Repeat, English with Steven, Chicago Fight Club, and Hot Dish. These are all other podcasts that I've done cross-promotion with. So, friends, this episode is going to be a bit different from the typical format of the show. You're going to hear from artists who were previously featured on the show, but they'll be presenting a live version of one of their tunes. So kind of like a live album, but in podcast form. Some of the tunes were recorded at gigs, others as part of a live stream, and others in a setup of sort of like a record and go, one take format. You'll hear intros by the artists for most of the tunes, as well as some messages recorded by friends of the show. And I'll be back at the end to wrap things up. Okay, on to the music! First up will be a band that was featured all the way back on episode 1 of Song Surfing, with the live version of the song that was featured. We'll hear Chicago-based band Ganzer, who recorded a 7-song live film at Altered State Studio in Chicago after their performance at Levitation Festival in Austin was canceled. It was back in 2020. I'll have the video linked in the show notes, and you really need to watch it. It's awesome. It's just fun, high-energy rock that, I don't know, makes you feel cooler just by hearing it. All right, so here is Ganzer with Lucky to get us rolling in this supersized block of music. See you on the other side. We'll be right back.
Hi, John. It's Matt and Sophie here from O'Neill and Jones. We just wanted to say congratulations on your one-year anniversary and a very Merry Christmas to you and all the listeners of the Song Surfing Podcast. Here's our brand new Christmas single, It Doesn't Snow, available on Bandcamp, Spotify, and of course, the Song Surfing Podcast.
This Christmas I bought you a jacket to keep you warm like you make me feel. This Christmas we can't afford much, but it's no big deal. So I decorated the windows to give me that December glow. This Christmas is feeling more special, even though it's been a long year. I think that's pretty clear. For you and I, so this year can we festivities and leave this year behind. We've been braving the weather, but together let's look on the bright side. This Christmas we'll make the dinner. We'll try to and see how it goes. This Christmas may end up a mess. Who knows? It's been a long year. Oh, I think that's pretty clear. For you, toast to the ones we miss most, and leave this year behind. We've been braving the weather, but together let's look on the bright side. Chocolate, watch movies in bed while Maine Coons surround us and sit on our heads. Ooh. And listen to classics on the radio while secretly hoping that it doesn't snow. Together, let's look on the bright side. Let's look on the bright side.
Hello, everybody. My name is Job Alone. I'm a folk singer and writer from the Netherlands. I play percussion as well and a bit of guitar. But first, I'd like to say thank you to John for your beautiful Song Surfing podcast and the first anniversary of it. Because I think it's just beautiful that somebody collects all these different kinds of music, does interviews, collects them, gets them together from all over the world, different styles, And it's just beautiful that there is a platform like this for independent artists like me to get exposure for my music, and of course also the music of all the other artists. So I hope you keep on going with that. And again, thank you and congrats with your first anniversary. Beautiful. So the song I recorded for you guys is called Silence Avenue. And was the first start of it was actually on not such a silent avenue in Miami. But then it just developed into something different. And I was trying to describe the atmosphere, but then just left it for a while. And then it became a reflection on what happened to the last 2 years with me, with the world. Anyway, the song speaks for itself, so I won't say much more about it. But I hope you like it, and I also hope it brings you to some other music I made. It's all together in the link which is supplied. So, well, have fun with Silence Avenue. Bye-bye. Walking down Silence Avenue, so much time, nothing to do. The sun is sinking, the stars start twinkling, and I start thinking, and I think of you. The world's so much in trouble, the people so confused. We all hide in our houses, I hide it with you. I am a lucky man, won't know what to do. But now and then I roam the streets, uneasy and blue. Walking down Silence Avenue, so much time, nothing to do. The sun is sinking, stars start twinkling, and I start thinking, and I think of you and me and you. These are not the time to sit all by your own. These are not the days to spend them all alone. This might be the time to try to dig down deep. These days tell me once for all that you're so dear to me. Walking down Silence Avenue, so much time, nothing to do. The sun is sinking, stars start twinkling, and I start thinking, and I think of you and me and you and me and you and me and you and me and you.
Hey, y'all. This is Lois Berg from Nashville, Tennessee. And I just wanted to come on and let y'all know that I really have enjoyed being interviewed by John for the Song Surfing podcast. He is really intuitive, and he has some thoughtful things to say and questions to ask. So, and it always has interesting artists on it and independent people that you may never have discovered without him. My song that I'm going to have here is called White Trash Cookbook. And it's just me and a mandolin player. His name is Charles Lackman. Thanks for listening.
He was standing over the kitchen sink, fresh tomatoes between bunny bread, and the juice running down his arms was blood red. Damn, the tomatoes I grew on our 2-acre farm, a little blood, sweat, and tears, and some help from the Lord. There's my kids running free. That's the man who used to love me before Alki Hall stole it all away from me. Tomatoes green, deluxe cornbread on the side, deep fried in jealousy. Well, he was banging on the tractor, contemplating war. She was just another woman, just like before. I already knew her name and her personality. She loved the control game, goes with the recipe. There's my kids running free. That's the man who used to love me before Alki Hall stole it all away from me. From the white trash cookbook, I knew the shallow pan that he needed for his baked goods. I knew he'd grow rotten and spoil way too soon. I knew the farmer's almanac and the phases of the moon. There's my kids running free. That's the man who used to love me before Alki Hall stole it all away from me. White trash cookbook, them tomatoes green, he loves cornbread on the side, deep fried in jealousy. It's my fault for having too many cooks in the kitchen.
Congrats, John, on the Song Surfing podcast on their first anniversary. David here from Silva and Meath in Ireland. Just wanted to say a big thank you for the support you've given me and other indie artists during the year. And, you know, the great work that you do for many artists across the globe. Recorded a little tune for you, an acoustic version of my song, The Good Life, which was played on the podcast earlier this year. So again, just a huge thank you to John, the Song Surfing Podcast. Congratulations on your first anniversary, and I hope you enjoy the kind of live acoustic version of the song I sent on. And, you know, again, thank you for the support. All the best for the future. David here from Silva. Thanks.
It's not the words, but the sparkle in your eye. So sick of criticizing, I'm so sick of life. But we're gonna start again, rewind and rerun time. Here's the start of the good life. Play it straight and we'll be fine. The chance you take, you play with fire. In the good life, I can't help it if I'm down. So sad to see you're not understanding now. My complaints are justified. These are open wounds and my hands are tightly tied. Is the start of the good life. Play it straight and we'll be fine. Chance you take, you play with fire and the good life. Is the start of the good life.
Hey John, this is Tom from the Peregrine Effect. Congratulations on 1 year at the Song Surfing Podcast. Here's to many more years of great music discoveries.
Hi everyone, my name is Mike Davis, of the artist Anderson of a Painter. I'm very pleased to be given an opportunity to make a contribution to this podcast. I think the Song Surfing Podcast series has provided great insight, often in unique, special ways, to both the original songs that people are writing, but also the artists who write them. It's truly commendable work by John. So thank you for that, John. My song today is called Making the Most of Lockdown. When I wrote it more than a year ago, I didn't think that many of us would still be in lockdowns throughout the world, including myself in sleepy, slow Australia. This song is my shout out to the goats of Llandudno in Wales, the deer in Hyde Park in London, and all the animals making the most of less human activity throughout the world. They're a wild bunch. Take care out there, everyone. Until next time, enjoy.
Have you heard about COVID-19? Everything is so serene. Making the most of lockdown. Listen now to what I say. Time to venture out and play. Making the most of lockdown. the air and the river water, so incredibly clean. The streets in the city and the suburbs, the quietest ever seen. Gather the herd and off we go, take a tip from the goats off landed. No, making the most of lockdown. Cut across the M25, no need to check, no need to hide. Making the most of lockdown. So hungry, could eat a horse. Head for the greens at the new golf course. Making the most of lockdown. Crash through to the allotments with its rows of garden peas, lettuces, beetroot, cabbages and kidney beans. Some of us are hungry still. A fresh rose bed in Harold Hill. Making the most of lockdown. Parked cars get us excited, ripping off trim and windscreen wipers. Making the most of lockdown. Smashed through shop windows, left calling cards up through Tesco's. Making the most of lockdown. While you watch from isolation, we marked our territory. I rubbed my groin and urinated on some fella wearing PPE. The virus made me do that. Stuff the human habitat. Make the most of lockdown. Making the most of lockdown. I'm making the most of lockdown.
Hey John, how's it going? This is Troy. I just wanted to say congratulations on the 1 year anniversary of Song Surfing. It's an awesome podcast, man. I really love the concept and I really, really appreciate you reaching out to me and listening to my album and asking to feature it. That was the first time that anyone had ever featured my song or a song of mine on their podcast. So I will always remember Song Surfing for that reason and think of you very fondly. And all the words that you shared about the song on the podcast were really, really flattering and just means so much to me. So once again, congratulations and thank you. Thank you very much.
Hey, Houston. But I haven't done what I said I would. It must be something underneath the hood. I don't wanna be great, I just wanna be good. Thank you.
Hey, this is Lidge Shaw with Recording Studio Rockstars, and I just want to give a big shout out and a happy birthday to John and Song Surfing Podcast. Congrats on reaching your 1 year anniversary. It's awesome what you're doing, bringing independent music and artists together with your listening audience. Recording Studio Rockstars, my podcast, is about making records in the studio, and we need people to listen to those records. So we really appreciate you helping connect everybody together. Happy birthday. You guys rock and keep on listening. Thanks. Cheers.
John, this is Bree and Kelsey from Skunkweed Juju. Hey man, congratulations on an incredible inaugural year of the Song Surfing Podcast. What you're doing for independent artists is really remarkable, and we're so thankful that you've taken the time to feature our music. We have the sweetest love song for you called Cold Light off our album Blood Harmony. Man, we love you and we wish you many, many years to come. Congratulations.
Like I mean it. Hey, it's Pete here from Studio Live today. John, congratulations on 1 year of the Song Surfing podcast. It is amazing to see your commitment and dedication to independent music through both the SongSpark Facebook group and through this podcast. You're doing an amazing job, mate, and I really appreciate what you do for indie music around the world. This song is a song that I wrote for my very first SongSpark contribution back in 2017. The prompt at the time was a drinking song, and this is my song called Drinking With You.
Couple of pints, I was happy to stay. But the truth is, there's nothing that I'd rather do than spend some time drinking with you. Some people live for adventure. Some people need the bright flashing of lights. But I'd rather kick back on a warm summer's night and spend some time drinking with you. Back in the day, I was eager to stray. Far away, I like to roam. But now I will be where the beer and wine's free, here in the comfort of home. So the others may want to be different. Choose not to listen to while they're lining up just to get in the bar. I'll be sitting here drinking with you. While they're drinking whiskey for 12 bucks a glass, I'll be sitting here drinking with you. I'll be sitting here drinking with you. So let's just settle in for a few, 'cause I'm sitting here drinking.
Congratulations, John. Here's to another 10 more years of the podcast.
Hey guys, this is Josh Ween, songwriter from Atlanta, Georgia. I want to say congratulations to John for the 1 year anniversary of his Song Surfing podcast. Well done, sir. You may or may not know that the theme music for the podcast was taken from one of my songs on my first EP. The song is called Living in a Fishbowl. And John asked for the instrumental version of the tune. And every time I hear the podcast, it's playing in the background. I'm like, oh, that's a nice song that he's included. And then I realized that's from my song. And I was like, no wonder it's such a successful podcast. So anyway, thanks, John, for including my song in there. And I have a tune that I'm going to be playing for you live. And it's called Just an Illusion. The reason I chose that song is because it's the most recent song I've written, and it covers the gamut from folk to rock to metal to rap to country to polka. It's all in there. And the idea of that song was inspired by some MC Escher prints that I was looking at. So it's kind of an abstract tune, and it reminds me of walking upside down on a staircase that goes nowhere, which is actually one of the lines in the song. But anyway, I hope you enjoy the tune, and again, congrats, John, and thanks for including me on this episode.
The hosts of No Repeat. I'm Taylor.
I'm Sean.
And Tyler.
We wanted to wish a very happy 1 year anniversary to the Song Surfing Podcast and our buddy John Cale over there.
Hey John, thanks for your big support. Really appreciate it. You're finding those songs to help all of us find great new artists.
For our show, we're always trying to find the newest, the greatest, the most underground hits. So
your podcast helping our podcast be even better. Synergy, baby. Love that.
This is Elfin Bow wishing John and the Song Surfing Podcast a very happy 1 year anniversary. Thank you for all you do to support independent musicians and for featuring my music on your podcast this year. I'm sending you a piece of instrumental music from the North Cafe, our episodic multidisciplinary album project that brings together storytelling, art, and instrumental music. So once again, happy anniversary, thank you, and enjoy the celebrations.
Hey John, this is John Silvers, independent artist and founder of the North Cafe. I wanted to congratulate you on 1 year of the Song Surfing Podcast. By far, probably the best time I had doing any podcast or live stream this last year, as I found it both to be very enlightening in a lot of ways and therapeutic, as I had never really gotten a chance to truly talk about the things that I love, why it is I do what I do. And honestly, it was just a wonderful experience, and I can't thank you enough. congratulations to you, and I wish you another wonderful year for you and the Song Surfing Podcast. I wish you all the success in the world.
Hello, my friend John. This is your friend Ryan, a.k.a. Clock. Just wanted to congratulate you on your one-year anniversary of the Song Surfing Podcast. Man, where has the time gone? I've been listening to you since you were the rock and roll fetus. Anyway, it's been awesome experiencing these new tunes with you, your good ear, and your witty banter. A lot of these acts I would have never found without your show, so just keep up the great work, and I can't wait to contribute to the show in the future. Cowabunga, dude!
Firstly, congratulations, John, on this milestone, and thank you for all you do for independent artists and exposing all the rest of us to some incredible music that we probably would have never heard without the show. My song is called This Crown of Thorns. It's retelling a story about someone who'd lost their home in the LA fires, and soon afterwards their partner up and left them, then returned to take the kids, then returned to take the car, and bit by bit, just wanted a little bit more. The song wrote itself in a 5 to 10 minute period because of just the impact of hearing that, and I guess sometimes how we treat other human beings and sometimes how tough life is. I was imagining what that person would be like, sitting there waiting, kind of going, okay, just take one more thing. I can get through this. Yeah, there's nothing more you can do to me to truly hurt me. But the positive is that people do get through this and they come out the other end, and quite often for the better of it, no matter how bad it gets. Thank you for listening.
Remember when you said you were here for me and nothing more? You were the one who said you'd be here if it burned down to the floor. You are the one who pushed this crown of thorns in a little more. And every time you call, you want just a little more. And every time that I fall, you push the crown a little more. Push the crown a little more. You take a piece of me every time you walk through the door. And you break your promises every time you kick me for some more. You're here to shoot that last stone in my heart and soul. And every time you call, you want just a little more. And every time you fall, you push the crown a little more. And every time you push just a little more. And you are the queen of all I had and then some more. Now you say I'm just a joker in your hand, a loser. And you are the one pushing down this hound of thorns. And every time you call, you want just a little more. And every time that I fall, you push the crown a little more. And every time that I fall, you push it just a little more. And every time you call, you want just a little more. And every time that I fall, push the crown a little more. Push it just a little more. You push it just a little more.
Hi, I'm Patrick Moonbird, and this song is called I Remember. Also, congratulations on the anniversary of the podcast.
Bring her near my love.
Hi, my name is Michael Garbett. I'm a percussionist and multi-instrumentalist located in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and I am part of the ambient music duo called Resolute Vibration. In the group, I play mainly percussion instruments such as the vibraphone, ocean drum, and the kalimba, while the other half of the duo, one of my closest, dearest friends, the very talented Alex Price, plays many different acoustic and electric guitars. We both also play other instruments in this group, including synthesizers, violin, didgeridoo, bass, and piano. Focusing exclusively on ambient music, our goal with starting Resolute Vibration was to create music that could easily be used as background music for movies, video games, TV series, YouTube videos, or any sort of online content, and even live events such as yoga, art galleries, meditation, or wine tastings. Alex and I really love ambient music for its simplicity and its reliance on music and sound to create the story and the feel that we're looking for. The song you're about to listen to is called Kaleidoscope. This is the first track off of our upcoming album entitled Volume 4. The song was recorded in early 2021 and features myself on vibraphone and Alex Price on electric guitar with many pedals and effects. Alex and I had a lot of fun recording this one. I was so impressed with all the harmonies and sound effects that Alex was able to create with his pedals. You can listen to this song as well as many of our other original compositions on our YouTube channel or our Bandcamp page. And you can stream any of the songs off of our first two albums, Volume 1 and Volume 2, on Spotify, Apple Music, or any of the other sources you can stream from. Alex and I actually met a few years back at college when we formed our first band, which was a jazz funk group called The Inner Urge. We still gig and make music, so if you like Resolute Vibration, then please feel free to check out our other group called The Inner Urge. The song we're listening to now is called Spout, which is one of the newest releases by The Inner Urge, and it features Alex on the acoustic guitar and myself on ocean drum. You should also check out Alex's YouTube channel. Just search his name, Alex Price, and you can see one of the many, many videos he has. He has a lot of great content, and if you're into music, and specifically guitar, I highly recommend his YouTube channel. Thanks again to John for hosting us again on the podcast. We really are so honored to be a part of this podcast, not only with such a wonderful host, but with so many other incredible musicians, bands, and artists that he features on the show. It really is incredible, and we're very, very grateful for this. Thank you so much, and we hope you enjoy our newest song called Kaleidoscope.
Hey, Song Surfers, that music means it's time for me to say thanks for listening to Song Surfing. Thanks to everyone who contributed to this episode, and I hope that you liked everything you heard. You can find links to all of the artist sites at the episodes and show notes page of songsurfingpodcast.com. And remember, I want to know about the albums that change the way you hear music. What are the pivotal recordings in your life? I have posts that you can comment on over on Instagram and Facebook. Again, that's at Song Surfing Podcast on either of those sites. Or you can send an email to songsurfingpodcast@gmail.com. Tell me what your favorite albums are. Also, please remember, if you haven't done it yet, to rate and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening from. And tell someone about the show. I'll be back next week with a regular episode of Excellent Tunes. Until then, farewell and see you next time!